Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, last night we mentioned the D.C. Madam cases as though we were going to talk about it, and we didn't get to it. There's not too much to say about it besides the fact that she's been found guilty. According to ABC News, a federal jury found the so-called D.C. Madam guilty on Tuesday on four felony charges stemming from her Washington-area prostitution business. Jurors deliberated for less than a day before reaching their verdict after listening to 4 days of sad testimony from more than a dozen former prostitutes and three clients. Deborah Jean Palfrey had maintained that she'd run a sexual fantasy services outcall escort firm which prohibited illegal activity by the women who worked for it. She said she was unaware of sex between her clients and the women who worked for her. Palfrey did not testify, nor did the handful of high-profile figures whose phone numbers appeared in her business's telephone records. They operated without interruption by law enforcement from 1993 to 2006 and reportedly employed more than 130 women and brought in roughly $2 million in revenue. The jury convicted Palfrey of racketeering, money laundering, and two counts of using the mail for illegal purposes.
I always love that silly charge there, using the mail. As though it's, you know, it's just so important. If she would have sent whatever it was that she had sent
UPS.
Through UPS or FedEx, it
would have
been any big deal.
Right.
But you've used the sacred postal service. You know, clearly, I don't... It seems so strange. I mean, what is it about, you know, I can have a service where a woman can dress up and, you know, I can send out women to dress up in latex and a bullwhip, and they can provide...
Fantasy service,
you know,
yeah.
Fantasies of a sexual nature to men, as long as they don't touch them in any bad spots, any of the naughty bits.
Well, they could touch, they just can't get paid to touch.
Yeah.
Right?
So
what if you pay them for a sex... If you pay them for a sexual, not anything sexual, but if you pay them for a performance where they whip a bullwhip a few times,
uh-huh.
and get dressed up, would that be all right? And if they gave you a BJ for free, would that be legal?
I think you're probably going to get charged for that, and likely a jury of your peers will be so befuddled and confused that they will find you guilty.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so silly. She can rub my back for money. She can clean my house for money. She can do all kinds of things for money, but she can't do this one thing for money. Why?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. It's some sort of thing that goes back to the puritanical roots of this country, and it's time that came to an end. It's time we allowed women and men, and men and men, and women to make their own decisions for themselves about how they want to have sex, with whom they would like to have sex, in what manner, if they want to pay for it or not, because it's legal to go out and spend a bunch of money on a woman, taking her out to a date and hoping that you'll get into bed with her later on. That's fully legal. But actually just coming right out and explicitly contracting for sex, for some reason, there's something wrong. There's something wrong about that, and I've never understood it, and no one has ever explained it to me. I mean, there have been people that have taken an anti-prostitution position that have called into this show. They don't really explain why. Why is it wrong to contract for sex?
It's bad.
Why is it bad? Is it some Jesus thing? Does it go back to the Jesus? 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you can answer the question for me. Now, apparently, Tehran's police chief, in a related story from the Associated Press, who was in charge of fighting vice, has been arrested. The police chief has been arrested. One of the spokesmen for the bureaucracy said the case was under investigation, refused to elaborate further about the case, which has caught wide public attention in Iran. Local media have reported the police chief, General Reza Zaria, was taken to jail after he was caught last month with six nude women by a police raid on an underground local brothel.
So he's in charge of putting people in jail for vice.
Yeah,
and he was at a brothel with six nude women.
Not just one prostitute, six.
One would assume that he probably paid them, and therefore it's vice.
Officials speaking on a condition of anonymity have, because they were not authorized to talk to the media, have also confirmed the reported arrest circumstances. Prostitution is illegal in Iran, and even talking about sex is frowned upon by hardline clerics ruling the country. Well, apparently you're just not allowed to talk in public if you're a hardline cleric. But if you go to the underground sex brothel, then it's a whole different story. Zarih was in charge of a program to clean the cities from corruption, and in recent months had reported...
So he was undercover. What's the big deal?
He'd reported arrests of young men and women for illicit relationships or not respecting the Islamic dress code. State media in recent...
Did they arrest people for dressing wrong?
Apparently so, Mark.
God, people are crazy.
State media in... Well, now, wait a minute. We're now living in a country here where if you've got pants that are too baggy, you'll get arrested.
It's true.
So what's the difference?
It's true.
It's really... A difference in a very small amount of degrees. If even a difference in degrees. I mean, if one thing's illegal there, it's just another piece of clothing that's illegal here. It's just the clothing that's different. That's all. Iran's strict Islamic rules allow little socializing between the sexes, and young Iranians have been jailed and flogged for even dancing together at birthday parties. You've got a dancing-related story, too, Mark, I believe. For years, the hardline clergy has ruled... Iran, since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, painted a rosy picture of the Iranian society, never admitting to vices such as prostitution, which under Iranian law could be punishable by death. Now, what I wonder, now I don't know, I don't claim to know much about Iran, but I know that here in America, when a public official, whether he's elected or just a bureaucrat, when some government guy gets in trouble for soliciting a prostitute or, you know, messing with a kid or whatever it is that they were doing, like the guy with the congressional pages, they very rarely actually get into any trouble for it. Normally, if it's embarrassing enough, they'll bow their heads and they'll say, I'm so sorry, this is a private matter, please let me have time with my family. And they'll resign from public office and they'll disappear from the limelight. But nothing ever really happens to them. Do you think it's the same way in Iran? If this guy, you know, this general, he's a general, the police chief of Tehran, if he was caught with these six prostitutes in an underground brothel, what will happen to him politically?
It can't be good.
Will he be brought up on charges? Will they execute? I mean, what sort of level of permissiveness do government officials receive in a place like Iran?
I like that flogging we had talked about before.
A public flogging?
Yeah, a good flogging ought to fix this as far as I'm concerned.
It says here...
I'm not flogging him for being with the six prostitutes. For that, I just feel sorry for him.
Flogging him for being a hypocrite.
Right, yeah. I just feel sorry for him that he spent so much of his money and his family's money on this. And that his wife's probably so pent up that, you know, he can't get satiated at home.
But in
the society's so pent up.
In the past decade, authorities have acknowledged that prostitution was a fact and is even spreading in Iran. Prostitutes are becoming more and more visible on the streets, mainly due to economic hardships. Just found it interesting. Yet another example of government corruption, government hypocrisy. And we see this so often, especially in the war on drugs. Prostitution, it doesn't come up as much, but it's just because that's just more under the radar. It's easier for prostitutes to run under the radar. It's not like they're trafficking a substance around that a dog could sniff out or something like that. So you really would have to do a serious level of undercover work in order to discover most of the prostitutes in America. And it's just too much work for the police, either that or they're too well connected to the police. Many of these, where we come from, Mark, there were these places that were very obviously prostitution-related businesses.
Yeah.
They called themselves massage parlors, erotic massage.
Lingerie modeling.
Lingerie modeling, and of course the old standard of escort services. All of these things, pretty much anybody who's paid attention knows, they're covers for prostitution operation.
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself, well, if prostitution is illegal and the police are really serious, as they claim to be, about enforcing the law, our job's to enforce the law. If they're really serious about that, why don't they go after the existing, legitimate, if you will, prostitution fronts? Is it because they're getting payments? Is it because they're buddy-buddy with the owners?
I did ask one guy who owned and ran one of these things what the deal was. By the way, he went to the gym and worked out every day. He was a gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to sort of ask him about payoffs. He wouldn't say anything particularly.
Mm-hmm. 800-259-9231. If you've got the inside scoop on that, share it with us or bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. And at Porkfest, you'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. And you'll be able to see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. I'm hearing more and more about our listeners getting registered for Porkfest. Going to be coming out there and camping out with a bunch of free staters and having a good time. It's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to being there three times as long as we were last year, and it's going to be a good time.
What I think is a shame is that the Free State Project is paying for a Free Talk Live remote. I mean, we're going to be out there. It's going to be
paying
They're financing Porkfest, and we just get to go and have fun. And all our listeners are going
to
be there.
Yeah, but we comp them the remote, so it's not like they're paying us to come out there.
No, they're not paying us to come out there.
We just do it because we want to be there. That's why.
Yeah, it's fun, and of course they're a big sponsor of the show.
Normally, it would cost you thousands to have Free Talk Live come out. And
can you imagine what it would cost to get Ian out of the house?
All right, so we go.
You have to pay to transport the bubble and everything.
I want you to tell me about this dancing controversy from Washington D.C., Mark, here in a moment. But let's go on screen
first.
Ian's
big hamster wheel.
Let's go to the amp line. Who is this?
This is Jimmy from Louisville.
Jimmy, what's on your mind?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Ian, but aren't you an atheist?
Yeah,
sort of.
Sort of.
Okay. The reason I ask is in regards to this animal rights stuff that's been going on the last couple of days on the show, you made the comment that I believe it was animals are here for our enjoyment and to eat.
Yeah. Which I thought was a little strange, too. It sounded like something out of Genesis, you know, that we are here, that man has established, that God has established man's dominion over the animals.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's why they're here.
The reason I say that is being an atheist and a vegan, the only other time I have ever heard that same comment, it was from God-fearing Bible thumpers, let's say, in regards to me not eating meat. And on top of that, just the idea that I was somehow wrong for not doing so.
I'm sure that some people would say that animals are here so they can go enjoy their lives in their forests and run around and be happy. I think they're here for our pleasure. I didn't suggest that anybody or anything put them here. I just think that's
okay.
I enjoy animals both to eat and to keep as pets. And
well, you know,
they're here for my
pleasure.
One
could state that cars are here to be driven because man created cars, and you know, there's a seat there where you sit in, and there's a steering wheel where it's put there, but unless you created animals or knew somebody who did, I don't think you can really designate what they are for.
That's what they are for in my life, is to enrich my life.
That's what you reason.
I brought up the atheist issue is I would think that not believing in God, you would presumably say believe in some form of evolution.
I think evolution's an interesting theory. I don't know if I believe in it necessarily in the way that it's promoted. I don't know very much about it. I'm not a science-y kind of guy.
Right.
You know?
Well, the other reason I say that is because if there were any belief in a form of evolution, you couldn't really think a species would evolve to become the pleasure of another. Would you? Would that make much sense in the
I suppose in a symbiotic relationship, plants and lichens or whatever. I mean,
little birds that nips the bugs off the big beast's back. One of those little birds.
Yeah. It's the bugs off the beast's back bird.
Yeah, that bird. This seems like nitpicking to me, Jimmy. I mean,
what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is absolutely a great point, though. I mean,
there was no suggestion as to I never suggested that an entity placed animals here for our enjoyment. I just think that's why they're here in my life. That's my point.
But it's ludicrous. If we were, say, in slave times and you own black people and you can't say that that's what they're put here for is to work your cotton fields, NASA.
Thank you, Mark.
I mean, you're out of your mind. You understand that he has blown apart that particular argument that you made.
I wasn't making an argument.
Yeah,
I was talking about what role animals play in my life. In my life, they are here for my pleasure. That means to eat and to pet and to play with.
Just let go of that.
That's what animals are here for.
Okay.
Anything else?
All right. Well, that's all I had to say.
Thanks
for the call. Appreciate it. Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. That's all, man. Well, I mean, there was no suggestion there being made.
That's what you're using them for. I don't know what that's what they're for.
For
people eating them and petting them.
For people that don't want to eat and pet animals, then animals are here to look at way over there, I guess. 1-800-259-9231.
You know, I was talking to somebody, it was yesterday, it was the midwife. She comes to the house to visit my wife, and she said she grew up in a house that didn't have dogs or cats, or her mom didn't want dogs or cats, so they had no pets at all.
We didn't have one until I was in sixth grade.
Sixth grade, that seems a little late to get a pet for kids, but I grew up in a house where my mom showed dogs before I was born.
Yeah.
So we had dogs the whole time I was growing up. We had cats the whole time I was growing up. We always had animals in the house, and I just don't understand. You can keep a much nicer house without cats in it, you know, putting fur all over your couches and stuff, but, you know, to me, you can have sort of a clean life. An immaculate life, or you can have the joy of having animals around. And I just don't understand why you would want this sterile, immaculate existence.
Kitties are pretty clean, too. I mean, as far as dirty animals go,
I don't know what dirt is, but I know when Senor gets on things, there's black hair covering it.
Yeah.
All. So you can't really have sheets that are white. You know, if he gets in the baby's bed, you know, there's black hair there. And then so I've got.
He's been living in the baby's bed, hasn't he? I saw pictures where
we're kicking him out whenever we find him in there. But what are you going to do? You know, tase him? You're going to put a shock collar on the big fat cat?
Does he play with the hanging toys?
Yeah,
too?
He does. I've got a picture of him swatting at the little bunny that hangs. He's both in the baby's bed and like there's this little chair thing that you can turn on and it vibrates.
Well, I say more power to him. I mean, at least someone's enjoying the stuff. You paid probably through the nose for the baby stuff.
All the stuff's pretty much everything's been given to us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's the thing.
That's
with
the
baby
way to
stuff.
Do it.
It gets used a couple of times and then they outgrow it and that's it.
Yeah.
And the same, probably the same thing happened with this baby chair that I'm talking about with the little hanging bunny that Senor enjoys so. Because the baby doesn't think it's that great. You turn on the little buzzing thing, he doesn't stop screaming. So, that's just, it's not doing anything for the baby. However, the cat seems to really enjoy it. So, yeah, not so much. And he's already outgrown some of the infant clothes that he's gotten. We have three sleepers. I think they call these little outfits that where you know comes with everything. I wish I had an outfit like that where it comes with the socks in it and you know it's a shirt and pants attached and zips all the way down to your foot. It's awesome. Anyway, he's already outgrown a couple of these. I can't imagine.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's out of the newborn diapers. He's 3 weeks old. Out of the newborn diapers into the size one diapers.
Probably the worst thing is about raising a kid up north is that you have to buy extra clothes, more so than you'd have to buy down south.
He don't go outside that much.
That's true.
He doesn't get outside very often.
Good point.
When he does, he's just wrapping them things.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, an arrest was made apparently in Washington, D.C. for illegal dancing. We'll find out what that's about. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, including updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh you need to know about the program. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Latitude Zine is a free publication, collectively written, and with content and artwork provided by its community of readers. Essentially, the readers are the staff. Latitude is based on principles of free will, individual liberty, and do-it-yourself fundamentals. Visit latitudezine.com to download the latest issue, or better yet, subscribe. That's latitudezine.com.
800-259-9231.
Hey, we got a couple of these Latitude Zines.
I have not yet had the chance to read any of the stories.
I've read a bit into one of them, and
they look cool.
They
man.
Look good, and I think that's the most important thing when it comes to a magazine is how it looks. It doesn't have
this
a.
This one's got a Molotov cocktail in the table of contents.
Yeah, yeah, that's what that looks
that's
like.
It's fun.
It's got cardstock as the cover. It's not exactly a shiny thing, but I kind of like the idea of a libertarian magazine coming out.
Yeah, it looks underground.
It does. It has that, like that. Very much the underground feel to it. And you can check out, they have a banner at freetalklive.com. You can check that out or go to latitudezine.com.
All right.
And, good guy, Free State Project member who's putting it out and, or, spearheading it. Everybody gets to contribute.
Very cool. All right, so let's talk about D.C., Mark. There apparently was some sort of a shindig scheduled, and it wasn't really a protest. It was like just a public dancing exhibition, right?
Yeah, it's one of these flash things they do.
Flash mob.
Yeah, that thing.
Where they organize it online. It's like a little party. And then they just all arrive at this one location, whatever has been decided in advance.
Mm-hmm.
They arrive at the one location, they party hard for 10 minutes, and they all go away, right?
Yeah, it looks like the U.S. Park Service flashback on this one. Last Saturday night, a group of about 20 D.C. area libertarians headed down to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial for some flash mob fun. The prank was harmless revelry. To ring in Jefferson's birthday, we would meet at the steps of the memorial at 11:55 p.m. wearing iPods, then dance for about 10 minutes, capture the whole thing on video, and leave. Harmless enough, right?
Sure.
I had planned to participate, but was about 10 minutes late. By the time I arrived, it was already over. The National Park Service Park Police broke the whole thing up just a few minutes in, punctuating their lack of sense of humor by arresting one of the dancers.
Wow.
A friend of mine, and a regular at Reason Events. She's asking her name be kept private until she can speak with an attorney. She was cuffed, taken out to a paddy wagon, then booked and held at a park police station.
What were the charges? Illegal dancing?
They get into that a little further. Everyone I spoke with says that there was no noise, there were no threats, and there
were no
walls
broken.
Right,
because they're all wearing headphones, so there's no music being blasted.
Right. The woman who was arrested was stone sober, wasn't aggressive or threatening. The dancers weren't trespassing. The memorial is open to the public 24 hours a day. Even if one were to assume that it was a demonstration, a stretch anyway, permits are required only for 25 or more people.
Okay.
There were about 20 at the memorial. At the time, the police refused to answer any questions.
Oh, go figure.
You know, of course the cops didn't answer any questions.
Sure.
And of course, they you know, it's open to the public 24 hours a day. Of course, they probably don't have any problem with the homeless people hanging out there.
Yeah.
But 20 kids come and dance to their iPods.
We can't have this in America. This.
Yeah. They probably didn't even know it was TJ's birthday either. Would you
the
bet
cops,
that?
You mean?
Yeah.
Doubtful.
Yeah, seems unlikely to me.
I wouldn't have known.
Let's see. The cops refused to answer any questions, referring all calls to the communication number of the park's police. They also refused to give their badge numbers.
Wow.
They were real proud of their actions, apparently. After being held for 5 hours, the woman was booked and released. She was charged with interfering with an agency function.
Talk about obscure.
What is that?
I don't
know. Agency function? What agency function are we referring to?
The Park Service, right? That was the agency?
Yep.
So their function is to... I have no idea.
This
I can't even
just
pull
one those,
this one out of my butt.
This is just one of those catch-all charges.
You were disorderly and stuff.
I was trying to walk from this point on the park to the other point, and there was these kids that were in the way. I was just trying to do my daily rounds, and these kids were dancing, so therefore one girl got directly in my path, making me have to turn away from my intended path. Therefore, that is interfering with my function.
Here's what she did wrong in the next sentence.
Oh, okay. All right.
Her crime was apparently to ask, why? When the park police told the group they had to disperse, I'd probably have asked the same thing if I hadn't been late. This all happened around midnight.
It's a reasonable question.
No one was bumping into tourists or obstructing anyone's way. The only conclusion one is left to draw is that it's apparently illegal to dance on the steps of the Jefferson Memorial. No, it's really what the problem is asking our betters why it is they're doing something.
Yeah, how dare you ask them to justify their actions?
We, the average little subjects of the papacy that is the Washington, D.C., are not allowed to ask the executive branch, any member of the executive branch, why it is they're doing something.
They weren't even allowed to ask after the fact. They won't comment.
I'm sure that, these people just don't feel the need to tell you what it is they're doing.
You're
disturbed.
You're a subject, after all.
Absolutely true.
We learned that earlier this week. Apparently, in internal documents and an executive order signed to confiscate gold back in the 30s, Americans were referred to as subjects of the U.S. government. So why should they answer your question, subject?
Yep.
Get in line or you're going to jail.
In this post-9/11 world, whimsy, frivolity, and any straying from the routine will not be tolerated. Also, never question a cop's authority. Of course, the real irony here is that it all happened at the Jefferson Memorial, in observance of Jefferson's birthday. Go out to celebrate the birth of the most hardcore anti-authoritarian of the Founding Fathers, get hauled off in handcuffs. The photo.
What are you doing in D.C.? That's what I want to know.
Well,
get the hell out of there.
They could very well be going to George Mason University,
would be one
of my guesses. The photo is almost poetry. One of history's most articulate critics of abuse.
Oh, they got a picture of her being arrested?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Her face is blocked out, but yes. It's at reason.com if you want to go look for it.
Gotcha.
The most articulate critics of the abuse of state authority looks on as park police cops. A park police cop uses his elbow to push a female arrestee into one of said critics' memorial pillars.
Hmm.
The dancers I spoke with say the other officer pictured in the foreground of this photo was also rather rude, telling other dancers to shut the F up when they inquired about the friend's arrest. When one person politely asked why it was necessary to use the F word, the officer replied strangely that if the questioner used one more profanity, he would find himself arrested. So he can say shut the F up, but if you say, why are you saying the F word, he's going to arrest you.
Oh, man. You know, this just keeps getting worse. I mean, the double standards, the us versus them mentality, the absolutely absurd arrests that are totally unnecessary and unjustifiable.
This isn't going to happen to the respectables of American society because they don't know that it was Thomas Jefferson's birthday. They wouldn't care that the most anti-authoritarian of our founding fathers, you know, they wouldn't care about his birthday. They wouldn't go out and dance at his memorial
It's not like they were throwing it in the face of the cops or anything like that.
They danced.
Yeah.
They were disorderly. The cops didn't like it. They asked a question. Why? That's the reason this girl got arrested. You'd have to know. It's because she said why.
You know what? How different would this be if something similar, like this dancing expedition, the flash mob, was attempted here in New Hampshire? Now, I don't know if dancing wasn't illegal. It was just getting in the way of the Park Service. I guess that was their claim.
Well, but not dispersing she was told to disperse. Not asking why when they were told to disperse.
I just wonder how different it would be here in New Hampshire. I think they, first of all, would have gotten away with it without any issue. They could have danced They could have danced in front of the police station if they would have wanted to. And the police would probably just have been amused here.
Yeah.
They were amused at us when we went out and did Cop Watch over the weekend. They didn't do anything negative towards us. They were friendly towards us. I mean, there was nothing to actually watch beyond them pulling some kids over for an expired tag or something like that. I don't understand. I mean, why do you want to be in D.C.? Okay, if you're there for college, great. If you're, you know, if you're a political hound, okay, well, then that's where you belong. But there's no liberty to be found in that place. It's the worst of the worst. It's the biggest government in the world. The city of D.C. is run by the representatives. They don't even have so-called representation. More on the way here, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-body taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com, and you'll find great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, hoodies. We've got a lighter bottle opener combo, as well as DVD classic archive collector sets. Just head over to store.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. 800-259-9231, reporting moments ago on a story out of D.C. I don't know how much coverage this got, probably not very much. Probably only Reason Magazine bothered to report on it. But what happened was...
Well, Radley Balco, so it's on the Agitator. Yeah.
A group of young people, libertarians, got together to do a flash mob, which is where people will very quickly organize. I don't know how long in advance this was organized. It's usually pretty quick.
They use the series of tubes called the internets.
Right, they'll text message or they'll send an email or something like
to
that.
To plan ahead for a very party of very short duration, a high-intensity party of very short duration, and they disperse quickly. It's almost like terrorist training.
I notice you're affecting an accent there, Mark. Is that kind of your status?
I don't know. It's authoritarian. Kind of a George Bush explanation, yeah. You know, politician's explanation,
gotcha,
of what a flash mob might be like.
So they went to the Jefferson Memorial, and they all had iPods or MP3 players, and they put their headphones in their ears, and they danced. They started dancing. It's very quiet. It must be very odd to come upon this and see it happening.
Yep.
And I guess that's the purpose, is to...
And these sorts of people don't waltz. They don't foxtrot. They probably have this free-flowing dance.
Do they boogie?
I doubt it.
Hmm. Well, anyway.
None of these old-time dancing things that the cops might recognize.
They went there and they shook their butts or whatever it was they were doing, dancing to their own music. Each of them were listening to different music in their headphones. No one else who was on the outside could hear what was going on.
I find that disturbing, too.
And apparently the Park Service had a problem with it, so they immediately started ordering them out to disperse. And when asked why, they decided to make an arrest. They arrested one of the young ladies that was there, took her to jail, held her for 5 hours, and then, I guess, let her out. Is she still facing the charge at this point, or did they drop it?
Well, for one, I've asked them to call in and talk to us about it.
Okay.
But at this point, she's been released, and they're still collecting money for her defense. I suspect when this, you know, whenever this comes up, she'll go to a courtroom, and they'll say, yeah, get out of here. And that'll be about it.
I don't know, man. This is D.C. we're talking about. Does that happen often in D.C.? It seems to me more likely that they're going to fine her.
For what?
For interfering with the business of the...
Saying why?
They were.
Yeah. Please fine me for that. I mean, I can't imagine she's going to stand for this. Your Honor.
What's she going to do?
Am I not allowed to ask this public servant why?
Well...
Please, give me a trial by a jury of my peers. If this fine is more than $20 by the Constitution, they have to. I want a trial. I want you to spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars getting a $100 fine out of me. Please.
Well, I think while that might work in other places, like maybe New Hampshire, standing on principle in that way, I don't think they're going to give a damn what she has to say in D.C. Maybe I'm just too skeptical, but judging by what they've done here, it wouldn't surprise me if they just rammed her through the system, fined her, and I mean, they're collecting money to pay something, aren't they? What are they going to pay? What is that money being collected for? They're going to hire a lawyer?
At this point, they're just collecting money because they need to know, you know, an attorney needs to be paid, but I suspect that it won't turn out to anything. The lawyer's still going to want money. You can believe that.
Just an awful story. Just exemplary of exactly the kind of country this has turned into. It is no longer anything that even comes close to representing a free country. In a so-called free country, you should be able to dance in public if you want to.
Yep.
That's especially all this was.
Especially at one of to ring in the birthday of one of the founding fathers at his memorial. You should be able to observe at the memorial in whatever fashion you want.
If
you wanted to get on your knees and pray, if you wanted to dance around, whatever it is you wanted to do, that's why the memorial was built.
If a cop barks
open 24 hours a day.
If a cop barks an order at you, it's not unreasonable to ask why, to ask for some justification, some reasoning as to what the purpose of the order is, what the reason behind it was. That's not unreasonable at all, but apparently it is now. According to the government, it's disorderly, or in this case, interfering with the, interfering with the job of a park service guy or something?
Something dumb like that, huh?
Just some bureaucratic nonsense.
I'll quote it for you just to make sure we've got it right. So she was booked on charge of interfering with an agency function.
Interfering with an agency function.
But really,
her
crime was
worse.
Asking why.
Yeah, that's even worse than disorderly conduct.
You kids will have to disperse. Why? Click, click.
I'm surprised they didn't arrest more of them. I guess they should consider themselves lucky.
Yeah, to walk away with just getting cussed at.
1-800-259-9231. Oh, yeah, and then there's that issue. I wanted to comment on that. The idea that these police can just be filthy with their demeanor and their mouths towards you. We've seen lots of video footage where I've had to bleep it out, all the cops using filthy mouths with their so-called employers, right? The concept is that taxpayers pay the salary of the police, and so therefore they're your servants, and they claim to serve and protect. But anybody who's paying attention knows that's just not the case. They're not serving and protecting you. They're serving and protecting the state government, or in this case, the federal government. That's who they're serving and protecting.
I don't see how they're serving the federal government in this particular instance either, but yeah, I mean, that's really what their function is. Their function isn't to protect me.
And I don't think I would want my servants, if I had hired some servants, mouthing off to me in that way and disrespecting me. But it's just more evidence that no, please don't be fooled anymore. These people are not your servants, and they never were. These guys are goons. They're just thugs. And you can tell by the way they act, and the way they talk, and the way they behave. Especially, you can also tell when they get caught doing things that they aren't supposed to do, like selling drugs or confiscating cash, or like the guy in Iran, the head of the police, getting caught with six prostitutes. These guys have...
It does seem to span the globe. It doesn't matter which government they work for. You know, politicians and bureaucrats, they consider us their inferiors, and they'll do with us as they please.
Yeah, the power goes straight to their head, and also...
And the evidence is that, you know, we'll do what they say, or we'll be in big trouble.
Well, you know, and that's the biggest problem, I think. That's where all of the changes that are coming hinge. And what I'm talking about is the obedience factor. If people weren't so damned obedient to these people, everything would change. Everything would change.
Mm.
And, in fact, I mentioned last night that I've gotten a a letter back, 3 pages. Got a letter back from the City of Keene police captain in regards to my issue with the parking ticket. We'll hold off on that until next hour and talk more about that. Talk about obedience and how it's... Yeah, we've got a phone call, Mark.
I just wanted to make sure that we mentioned that Russell Canning got out of jail.
Oh, yes, that's right. Russell is out. We went out and had lunch with him today, and that's great news.
Yes, the pizza was delicious.
Yep, let's go to the phones. Talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that for libertarian-leaning groups, that there is a lot of overlap between libertarian supporters and coin collectors. There's a lot of common ground, and that by reaching out to the coin collectors, that you may be able to recruit more libertarians onto the good guy side, more people onto the good guy side, because they have, see, coin collectors have a strong knowledge of world history and U.S. history, and a strong knowledge of inflation, because if they collect U.S. coins or world coins, they know about how, you know, the 1 cent piece stops getting issued because it becomes worthless and so on. And so they're well aware and of these things. And so by reaching out to them, and the way to do that is to tell them not just about supporting the rights of them and other people, but how, see, one thing that made me leery of libertarians many years ago is that they seem to support the rights of rich people so much, they would also take away some of the special privileges by which they got rich. And this is what turned me off, is that rich people are so rich, and I figured the reason they got rich was because they got subsidies from the government, or they, you know, you buy a plot of land and then you get a zoning variance that makes the plot of land worth twice as much.
That's true.
Or some such ways that people get rich off of the coercive power of government, and that the libertarians would eliminate the special privileges that allow, opening a casino, for example, is an excellent example. People with political connections can open a casino. That's virtually a license to print money. I can also open a casino at my house and invite the neighbors in.
And go to jail.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call and the suggestion on another interest group that might be a little more interested than normal in the Liberty message.
I agree with him.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I'd put them up there with bikers. That's probably the same match. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.